We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Hopefully, you had a terrific 4th of July. Hopefully you enjoyed yourself, maybe did some social distancing, but who knows, whether you did grill outs or lit off a few fireworks in the backyard or hung out at the house or maybe just did some motorcycle riding, you went out on a boat, you enjoyed some friends. I mean, whatever it is you did, hopefully you had a tremendous, tremendous weekend. Welcome one, welcome all. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Then the news hits that the Bucks are closing down their facility after positive tests within the organization. You've got the wait on, as a couple of Brewers have tested positive for the COVID virus. In addition to that, you have now gotten some other baseball teams that have shut it down, and it's just it's just not the best of situations, I guess, the best way to put it. It's it is what it is. It is what it is. It's all weekend long. All weekend long. It was just one of those things where I was asked over and over and over again, will there be sports? Will there be Bucks basketball? Will there be Brewers baseball? Will there be football? And you've got positive tests inside of the bubble, inside of, you know, Orlando with Major League Soccer. You've got baseball getting some additional tests. You've got the Bucks closing down their facility now when others have as well. Others like the Heat and the Hornets and, you know, some of these other teams that are out there that have closed down their, the Denver Nuggets have closed down their team or closed down their team facilities. I want to believe there's going to be, the NBA. I want to believe that, you know, the Kings are another one that shut it down. So I want to believe that there's going to be sports, and I want to believe they're going to be able to do it. I'm really looking to the NBA, and here's the reason why. The NBA is in a bubble, okay? The NBA is putting guys in quarantine and then positioned to be safe, okay? Now, if the players abide by all of this, and many seem to think that they won't because they just can't for whatever reason, they can't help themselves. I don't understand it, but it is what it is. I don't necessarily believe that, but it is what it is. But if the NBA can't do it and they decide to scrap or in the middle of all of this decide to say, you know what, we can't keep everybody safe. We're going to have to call it a season. If they can't do it, I don't think anybody can. I really don't. So we'll see. We'll see. But it was not good news out of the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks, the Kings, like I mentioned, the Nuggets. I think I said the Hornets. It's the Clippers and the Brooklyn Nets and the Miami Heat that have all shut down their facilities. But the Bucks with the best record in the NBA, 53-12, hoping that everybody can stay healthy and they can get to the bubble and get in there and then remain safe after that. So, I mean, that's it. Everybody wants to know, can we have sports back? I think so, but I think it's going to be a relatively long shot to do it. 855-830-8640. How'd you enjoy your weekend? You had some IndyCar racing, Xfinity car racing, NASCAR racing. NASCAR, you know what? It's interesting. I posted this a little while ago, and people got really defensive as if I was looking for something regarding the Confederate flag or the Bubba Wallace stuff, and that's not what it was. I was just asking for a NASCAR fan. I thought NASCAR's ratings would be huge. They were up, but they're still, eclipsing all-time lows. So the question is, if you're a NASCAR fan, what has driven you away? I mean, this isn't something that just happened in the last couple of months. This is something that's been slowly eroding from the sport for a long time. It doesn't have anything to do with the Confederate flag or the Bubba Wallace stuff. This has just been a natural erosion over time of NASCAR viewership. So if you go back over the last 20, 25 years, it's been, when it was at an all-time high, it's been a steady erosion, and I just was asking simply why. So I wanted to get into that a little bit today. Obviously, Colin Kaepernick had some things to say that incited a lot of people over the weekend. I wanted to get into that as well. Baseball, obviously, you see players back in the field. Christian Yelich spoke over the weekend. Good to see him, kind of talking a little bit and getting into all of that. One of the other aspects of the NFL, we know that Daniel Snyder and the Washington Redskins, some of the minority owners went out. Daniel Snyder still standing staunch at keeping his name. The NFL is now saying, it's time. It's time. It's time to start, thinking ahead. It's time to start changing a few things. You've got that controversy going on. So there's a lot happening. There's a lot of things regarding sports to talk about. It's just not a whole lot right now that's on the docket when it comes to on-the-field stuff. So this is all coming up a little bit later on today. We're going to hear from the Brewers bench coach, Pat Murphy, he's actually going to join us at the end of the week, by the way. We're going to hear from Stephanie Sutton today, the sports anchor at WISN 12 in Milwaukee, going to be joining us. Also, Arash Markazi. The LA Times reporter, we're going to talk, he wrote the story about Ryan Braun. We're going to talk a little bit about that coming up later on today. You've got the local team and the Milwaukee Milkmen shutting down things because of a positive corona test. So there's a lot happening. It's just not a whole lot that's really, really good. You got the NHL. I saw the NHL is ready to come back. They're ready to release their protocols and their schedule and such. And, some of the players are back at workouts and such, but it's tough. The Nationals have shut down their camps, the Bucks and Kings, practice facilities, among others. You got some Brewers that have tested positive now for the coronavirus. This sucks. And just personally speaking, over the weekend, I had a friend of mine who I saw about 3-4 weeks ago. Get a hold of me called me twice on the 4th and then once on the 5th yesterday. And I said, hey, what's going on? He said, I got it. So what are you talking about? He's got the coronavirus. So I've got a friend that is pretty close to me, and now he has it. And so I asked him, I said, how are you doing? First and foremost, are you sick? And he said, yep, I'm sick. He started out on last Tuesday night and was going to have dinner and did not taste his dinner. Really couldn't smell it. No sense of smell, no sense of taste. He said he started going through the list. He had 6 of the 8 characteristics of the coronavirus. Had a slight fever, didn't feel good, but got hit with a wave of tired, almost exhausted type of tired. So there was 3. And then he became nauseated. Food, the sight of food, the thought of food made him sick to his stomach. And so he ended up going to the doctor and sure enough tested positive. So him, his kids, girlfriend, everybody are all, hunkered down now and quarantined. But, he said, yeah, he had some respiratory issues. He's starting to come out of it now. Now, this was last Tuesday when he started to feel sick, and yesterday he started to feel a little bit better. Said he ate some scrambled eggs and some toast on Saturday night and said it was like a five-star meal. Said it was like the best thing ever because he could taste it, he could smell it, he actually had a hunger for it. Still a little bit nauseated on Sunday, doing better today, but was sleeping for about 16 hours a day, just completely exhausted, and at one point couldn't physically hardly get up. This is a big dude. Big dude, you know, 6'6", 260 pounds, you know, big dude. And just said, I couldn't get up. I couldn't physically move. And started to feel a little bit better on Saturday, so he thought, you know what, the grass needs to be cut. Got up and lives on a big piece of property. Just thought, I can just go out at least, put a ball cap on, maybe listen to the radio a little bit, and just ride the tractor for a little while. And finished the yard in about 45 minutes and said it was like he had been using a push mower on six football fields. Was so exhausted, went back to bed, slept for another 6 hours. So he said, yeah, it knocks you down. It's more harsh than the flu, but he's coming back out of it, feels good. Now he has to go through the continual quarantine period. And get well again, and then so do his kids and obviously his girlfriend, who all live together under the same roof. But said, yeah, it's real, you know. Don't negate it. But yeah, he just he had contracted it, so it's out there. And that's about the third time that I've had somebody that I know pretty well that's called me and said, hey, I've got it, you know. And you know it when you get it. They said, you know it. The minute it starts hitting you, you're like, okay, you start going through your head. Do I have this? This isn't it. Yep, I got all of that. Okay. You better be ready for at least 14 to 21 days of illness and quarantine. So get ready. But it's not something you want to have. And well wishes to a buddy of ours, Ken Coomerstein, another friend of mine who I just found out this morning has contracted the coronavirus as well. It's not going away because of the heat. God knows that, because we've been in the 90s and high humidity here for a while. So it's not parking itself. So I don't know how they're going to get back to sports. I don't know how, when they do, they're going to keep this out. I don't know how they're going to have uninterrupted seasons or the culmination of seasons. I hope and pray that we're able to do it and they're able to do it. And maybe more so, I should hope and pray for a vaccine and something that is going to get people well in a hurry if they do indeed contract this, or at least give us immunization against it. But with everything going on in our world, that's tough. It's tough to remain optimistic. I said last week, if I was a betting man, I'm hopeful on one hand as a fan, but if I'm a betting man, I'm going to have to bet for the virus, in favor of the virus on this one, just because I just don't see any light at the end of the tunnel at the moment. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. That's on the Milwaukee Admirals. Hashtag Admirals50 talk line. You can hit me up on Twitter at Bill_Michaels, at Bill_Michaels, at Radio Joe Sports, at EvanHeff25. You can find us on the Facebook fan page, which is simply facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. There's Instagram, there's YouTube, the website, BillMichaelsSports.com. And don't forget, thanks to everybody listening to us on the radio.com app. Stick around. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Don't forget, bench coach of the Brewers, Pat Murphy. You're going to hear from him coming up here in just a little bit. Stay tuned. We got more right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We are enjoying ourselves on this July 6th, getting back at it after the holiday weekend. Appreciate you taking a listen to us as always. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do so. There is, I mentioned this, that there's some, you know, positive tests that have happened regarding the Milwaukee Brewers. So in case you did not know, the Brewers not experienced any signs or delays with the coronavirus testing so far, according to Craig Counsell. And Corbin Burns, Counsell credited Brewers medical doctor Roger Kaplinger for his role in the process. There were a couple of guys that did test positive. But nevertheless, the Brewers still, both Urias and Perdomo, by the way, they're asymptomatic. They tested positive, but they are asymptomatic, just an FYI. So Luis Urias and pitcher Angel Perdomo both tested positive so during the intake process. So that came out today regarding the Brewers. The Nationals have shut their facility down because of positive coronavirus tests. Let me ask you this, and again, I'm taking a question that was posed to me, and I'm asking it to you. But at what point would, if you're a baseball fan, okay, and you've got a team that's starting to test positive, or three or five or six players that are testing positive, at what point does that team need to shut it down? And if you start to have teams, now like David Price, Mike Trout says that he's kind of decided he's going to come back. He's got trepidation about it. David Price, who ended up going to the Dodgers in the offseason, he's got trepidation about it. These guys are considering not playing. I think Price is going to opt out. And you understand the concern. Okay, you respect the concern. If people have people in their family that are susceptible to, immune problems. And such, if you've got young ones at home, if you've got, a wife who's pregnant or anybody in your family that you would be in contact with on a continual basis that would have issues. So I guess my question is, when you look at this, at what point do you consider the season to be you're playing games, but it's kind of a placebo more than anything. It's just giving you something. It doesn't feel real anymore. You know what I mean? I watch sports without fans in the stands, and it still feels like sports. I mean, I enjoyed watching the racing over the weekend. I really did. I enjoyed watching the IndyCars run. I enjoyed watching the Xfinity Series, the NASCAR Series, all of that. I really did. I've been enjoying watching golf. I've enjoyed that quite a bit. To have it on, to have something that, as you're doing a few things around the house or sitting out in the backyard or just kind of sitting down and hunkering down for a sport. I enjoyed watching that. But at what point do you look at it and you go, it's just not going to be the same. It doesn't feel right anymore. At what point do you give in? Do you say, okay, look, enough. Enough. I appreciate the try, but it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This one's from Mark. Mark writes in Wendy's email inbox. I agree with you about the NASCAR ratings. NASCAR has been down for some time. It's not just this season. I think with a lot of these stars retiring, some of the new series, some of the new engines, the car of tomorrow, there's been many things that have turned off the traditionalist. It's not the Confederate flag and it's not Bubba Wallace. Let's not get into the racial issues. It's just simply the sport itself has been eroding over the years and we all know it. I'm a NASCAR fan, but I even find myself doing other things on the weekends and I only go to one race a year when I used to go to seven or eight. Appreciate the email. Part of the argument has been when they let Toyota in. That turned off a lot of the traditionalists. Now that's not the best of excuses, just all of a sudden say, I'm not going to do it anymore. But, by the way, Nick Markakis of the Braves has just opted out of the season as well. So more and more players opting out of Major League Baseball and saying, nope, they're not going to do it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Let's see here. This is Craig who writes in the Wendy's email inbox. Hey, guys, I had a good time watching the IndyCar's race over the weekend. I have followed IndyCar more recently than I have NASCAR. NASCAR just seemed too scattered, too many rules changes, too many problems at the top, too many stars of tomorrow, too many guys that were retiring. It just seemed like change was inevitable. The NASCAR series has left me wondering, while the IndyCar series has progressed over the last couple of years with more and more stars, more and more open, more and more wheel racing in both road courses and ovals, it's been fun to watch. He also says, I enjoy going to Road America to watch the IndyCars versus NASCAR that has chosen not to expand their race schedule and not to come to Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, supporting the hometown team. I get it. If you get a chance to watch IndyCar up close and personal, it probably brings a more personal experience to you than NASCAR used to. Understand that. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, go ahead and do so. Coming up here at after the bottom of the hour, as I mentioned, the Brewers bench coach, Pat Murphy. You're going to hear from him. Going to talk a little bit about that. And then you've got some Redskins, some Washington Redskins, minority owners. They're looking to sell their shares. The Cleveland Indians are talking about a name change. Their Terry Francona, their manager, has now spoken out. Then you got to wonder, at what point is it the Atlanta Braves? Just because things have been a-changing. So we'll get into that discussion coming up here in a little bit also. Hang in there. We got a lot more coming up after the bottom of the hour. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. Had a few of those over the weekend. Enjoyed it. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We'll be back. A lot more coming up right after this.
Sports Talk Network.
Glad to have you. The Bill Michaels Show continues on. If you're going to do some social distancing and continue to do it and do it in a safe manner, I suggest getting yourself a Harley-Davidson, brand new Harley-Davidson, from Wisconsin Harley-Davidson out in Oconomowoc. And not only do they have some great prices, but they got a ton of inventory and a lot of great bikes on the showroom floor right now. Whether it's glossies or flats or blacked out or chromed out or whatever it happens to be, they've got it for you in some great deals. And go out and see Craig, who's the GM out there making all the deals right now. And hopefully you get to the ride of your dreams, because right now you're trying to figure out other things to do and to get out and about and enjoy yourself. And that's a great way to do it. Great way to get out with some wind therapy. And maybe you already have one and you're just looking to upgrade your bike, or maybe you want to check out what your trade-in's worth. You can do that as well. They're doing free evaluations on motorcycles right now, needing some trade-ins out there. But also, if you already ride and you're looking for some great leathers or helmets or boots, if you're looking for discounted items, if you're looking for great clothes, they've got all the time. He said, or WisconsinHarley.com. For Wednesday night, Cherry Pie is going to be on their stage. Don't be afraid. I want to stay away from people. You can do so. So there you go. That's our friends at Wisconsin Harley Davidson.
Technical difficulties right now. We'll be getting back to Bill in a sec. In the meantime, Zach Bond, new New Orleans Saints linebacker, joined the Bill Michaels Show a couple days ago. Here's what he had to say here on The Fan.
We're going to chat now with a former Wisconsin Badger and now with the New Orleans Saints. Zach Bond is now joining us. You can find him at Zach Bizon on Twitter. And Zach, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? Thanks for having me. Well,
no, glad you're be here, and thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes. How has the off season been with everything that's gone on? Because you can't obviously do, you know, the workouts and such with the OTAs and the mini camps.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is as I make this transition to the professional world is the difference in off season. You don't have an organized schedule like college, and you're really forced to do everything on yourself. So, in the first place, with COVID aside, I'm learning that the self discipline it takes is a lot different than college, and you really have to hold yourself accountable.
So, you know, in talking to coaches and such, do they give you workouts that you have to do yourself? Is this just something that you do on your own? I mean, how has that been for you personally?
Yeah, we might be the only team in the league that doesn't have a formal off-season program. I know I have friends on other teams that are given workouts and stuff, but Coach Payton pretty much just told us to be ready when the time comes in the fall.
So have you had a chance to chat with teammates or kind of, you know, start to go over different plans or what have you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've had rookie interview introduction meetings and onboarding meetings, and then meetings with the position coaches as well to get a grasp on the playbook, because that's difficult when you can't be there for mini camp or OTAs to do it in person.
And now, obviously, with the spike in COVID in a lot of the southern states, what are you being told about your workouts?
Like I said, just be ready whenever the time may come. And but right now, I think the word on the street is we're going to start on time and plan on that unless anything comes up in the future.
So getting a chance to then get down there, how do you feel like you're okay in your knowledge as to what, you know, I don't want to say the playbook because it's not a book anymore, but are you okay in your knowledge there, or do you feel like you've got so much learning to do, like you're going to be barely just treading water when you get there?
Yeah, I've definitely had my nose in the playbook for a few months now and getting the hang of that. It's I'm doing my best to overcome the obstacle of not being able to be there and perform these plays in person, but I think the best I can do as a rookie right now is consistently be touching up and continuing to learn the playbook.
Are you liking your position, liking where you're at, the team, the structure, Sean Payton and such?
Yeah, it's been a very smooth transition, in part due to the welcoming of the organization and Coach Payton, and we've had team meetings, and it's been cool. He's brought in different well-known people into the meetings just to talk about life and what's going on and how to overcome certain things. It's been really cool.
What are you looking forward to the most?
Well, I moved down to New Orleans at the end of May there, and I was just down there for 3 weeks and just recently came back to Wisconsin, but even in those 3 weeks, just the people and the culture down there is really unlike any other, very welcoming. And I think the fans have a lot to do with the success of the team, and I'm really excited for that.
Have you thought about playing in stadiums and in a dome like that down there with the possibility of no fans?
I've thought about it, and you know what? We're paid to play the game, and I'm going to do that to my best potential, whether there's fans there or not.
So with a guy like Drew Brees, who makes some comments, took some backlash in today's society and today's sensitivity that we're experiencing, you know, is this an embracing locker room where you feel like, you know what, even though there's been some airing out of grievances, you guys like feel like you're going to come closer together because of something like that?
Yeah, I feel like any time a disparity happens on the team like that, it really shows the true colors of the team and who they are in the locker room, not just on the field. But we had team meetings right after, and it's a very embracing locker room and understanding, and we have a lot of great leaders that know how to handle situations and know how to maneuver difficult times very well.
So going on your own, you talk about your own workouts, but if I had to say Zach Bond needs to improve in this, what have you been concentrating on?
Well, my role on the Saints defense has kind of been laid out for me, playing Sam linebacker while making the transition to Mike eventually. So I really got to tune up my inside linebacker skills and all-around skills. I think I have a lot to improve on, especially in that off-the-ball linebacker category.
When you talk about the ability of your middle linebacking skills and you start to think about all the different things they run at you, all the different motions and such, is there a specific team that you can harken back to that you played against at Wisconsin that you could say, this they ran more pro style? This is something that I can look at and I can say I can draw from my experience there as opposed to, say, some of the other teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah, well, I think I look at Wisconsin in the offense that I practice against. Day in and day out, we run Wisconsin runs a very traditional pro-style offense. And I think me having that experience to practice against them for 5 years is really going to help me make the transition to the next level.
Understanding. Did you – oh, no, I'm sorry, go ahead. When you say you practice against them and what they run, I completely agree with you. I think going up against those guys every day, not to mention you're going up against a big pro-style offensive line as well, right?
Yeah, I think the Wisconsin line every year, size-wise, is right up there with pro offensive lines.
When you think about college sports now, you think about going back. If you had to go back this year, you've got a couple of players that have tested positive since coming back to campus. How difficult? I mean, it's one thing in the NFL when you have everybody catering to you that can handle you in some kind of a bubble. Can you imagine going back to a college campus now and trying to remain COVID-free and not living the campus lifestyle?
Yeah, I mean, just the whole COVID situation in general is a very difficult one to maneuver around, and especially when you think about guys contracting the COVID, what are you going to do moving forward? So I think the NCAA and the NFL are going to have pretty strict and precise guidelines around what happens if players do contract it.
Talking with Zach Bond, now the New Orleans Saints, former Wisconsin Badger. So tell me what it was like waiting for your name to be called, and what draft night meant to you.
Yeah, it meant a lot. Adversity is one thing that has been at the topic of my career, and going through everything I have, and then draft night being the moment where everything comes full circle and everything's worth it. So during it, I was not gonna lie, I was pretty sweaty and just waiting, anxious to hear my name called. But as soon as it was called, it was just pure joy from there. And
was
still.
Was that night diminished a little bit because of COVID and the fact that, you know, not only couldn't you not cross the stage, but you couldn't have like a giant gathering of friends and neighbors?
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of friends and family that I wish had been there for me, but I made sure to reach out to them following and throughout the process. So just to let them know how much they meant to me and in aiding me through this process. And they're a big reason why I am here today.
Hey, Zach, I got to ask you, we talked about this a little bit earlier today. There was, now I know it's Colin Cowherd and he does a lot of different things, but talked about the top college football programs, Alabama, Ohio State and such. Wisconsin not mentioned. For the success that you guys have had over the last couple of decades, for lack of a better term, short of winning a championship, what more do you feel Wisconsin has to do to be nationally respected?
I think they just have to continue doing what they're doing. And I think a big thing is that they don't get caught up in those rankings you're talking about. And mm-hmm. Obviously we want everything. We want to earn everything that we receive. So just continue to win football games and control what you can control.
Zach, pleasure to talk to you, man. I wish you the best of luck. All eyes out of Wisconsin are going to be upon you every time the Saints take the field, and we're looking for the biggest and the best and the brightest from you. So hang in there, man. Stay healthy, and we're going to watch you down the road, and we'll talk again, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Stay safe.
There you go. That was Zach Bond, and apologies because I did break up a little bit there, and I think there is some work being done up the street that affected my signal, so I apologize for that. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. When we come back, then we're going to hear from the bench coach, Pat Murphy of the Milwaukee Brewers, coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bloody Arrow, Wisconsin. Homeowner, business owner, maybe industrial-sized owner. Our friends over at Epoxy Flooring Done Right can get you done. Epoxy coatings, polyurea coatings. The floor finishes are fantastic. They can paint the interior, the exterior of your buildings as well. They get it all done. Highly rated by the Better Business Bureau, and they are based in Wisconsin. From Milwaukee to Green Bay to Racine, everywhere in between, Sean and his gang can get you done. Make sure you go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That is epoxyflooringdoneright.com. And tell them we sent you. Great people. And I was just down in my gym here at the house today. And every time I go down there, man, I thank them so much in my mind for redoing the floor in the gym. And it just, it looks like a completely different room. And it's just so, so great and so comfortable down there because of that and just the way it looks now. So check it out for yourself. Go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That is epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Pat Murphy, the bench coach for the Milwaukee Brewers, was on the Big Show, which is our out of our flagship station out of Milwaukee, last Friday. And he said that, look, they feel, even though they had a couple of positive tests that came back today, they feel really safe with everything, all the protocols that have been put in place at Miller Park.
Yeah, I think the protocol and the effort people have put in to ensure safety is really astounding. You know, I kind of feel guilty. These people have been working so hard at this thing. You know, I feel like, well, let me help. You know, it's amazing the amount of work that's put in place and the amount of detail and the amount of planning that has went into this. I'm just, it's really impressive, and I feel totally safe.
Also, Murphy says that he this whole rejoin and getting it back together in 60 games and such, it's not a sprint to the finish line, kind of reiterating what David Stern said.
Well, I mean, I don't like that term, sprint, because it's definitely shorter. But, I mean, if you cut a marathon in four, how long is a marathon?
26 miles, 26. I think.
26 miles, and you take one-fourth of that, okay? We ain't sprinting that. You know what I mean? And I don't think it's a sprint. I think it's a readiness to play every game, you know, take care of the next moment. I don't think that the players need to get in a mindset of hurry up. I don't think that's a good athletic mindset anyways. You know, I just don't. We're going to have plenty of time to get in shape. Maybe not plenty of time, but they're not going to be in their best shape, but they'll be in shape to compete. And then 60 games is very revealing. Is it as revealing as 162? No. But they're very revealing.
He also stated that guys, look, some guys really love fans in the stands and get energized by it. He said Josh Hader, Lorenzo Cain, those two guys could be hurt with no fans in the stands.
Yeah, I think there's some players you can identify them. I look at Lorenzo Cain, I look at Hader. You know, those guys have been amazing major league players, you know. And Lokane, the fans love him because they see how he plays. And the interaction between him and the fans, the nonverbal communication, it's just you can't find anybody in Milwaukee that doesn't love Lo. You know, he's just a lovable guy. And to not have that energy there or not have that adrenaline kick for Hader when he comes in the game, there's just like, there's something about it. You know, when you got the screaming fans and that's flowing back and forth, I just, you know, it's memorable. And hopefully those guys can draw their energy someplace else. But I think other teams are going to have that issue too. So, yeah, but it's definitely things to think about. We can think – you know, if you let it happen, your stress level can really build here on this stuff. You know, try to recreate, manipulate. I think you're making a mistake by doing that. You know, you just kind of got to go with it and not resist it and kind of stay at ease.
One of the things he did say was that when you talk about throwing the designated hitter into all of this, I mean, you know, Craig Counsell's been a really good decision maker. And he said, look, the DH changes things.
Yeah, Counts is a master at you know, making decisions. He is. I mean, he's a master decision maker, and it's great to watch. With more weapons, he can employ more. But when you don't have the pitcher hitting, it's a different game. That's the thing that I don't think sneaky that I don't think people understand. You know, we're all of a sudden a DH team, we're American League team, so to speak. that's a whole different game. Substitute pattern. And it kind of clips the wings of the Brewers a little bit and kind of how we did things.
In addition to that, if fans are allowed in, he said, look, they're hoping to get fans eventually back into the stands. He said the front office, as far as the protocols and such, they'll figure it out.
I sure hope so. I think a lot of people are pulling for it. I think we're, if it's possible, these people in the Brewers organization will get it done. If it's possible, they'll get it done. What they've done, Roger Kaplinger and his group, the medical staff, I mean, these guys are incredible, man. I'm feeling like, wow, can I do something? These guys have worked their tails off to make this protocol right and to make the players feel more comfortable, or as comfortable as can be, and more at ease. And that, I think that's going to be a key. And I hope the community realizes what these guys have done.
So talking a little bit there with the bench coach, Pat Murphy. We're going to have him on the program this coming Friday to talk more about Brewers summer camp and how things are going. We'll get into that discussion coming up. But he joined the big show last Friday, which is our flagship station, out of Milwaukee. And I talked a little bit with them. Hey, our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they want you to take time and just enjoy yourself. Enjoy the focus with your family, your friends. And there's a lot of renovation going on. I talked to Gina Della from Pella over the weekend, as a matter of fact. Spent a great deal of time with them on the 4th of July. And I had a lot of fun. But the amazing thing is that people aren't going to big trips in Mexico and cruises and the Bahamas and all that kind of stuff and European vacations. So they're renovating their homes. They're adding value to their homes. And they're doing it right now and choosing whether it's, right now you've got 48 months, no interest and no first payment for 5 months. Or maybe if you just need a door, an entry door, a patio door system, you get $1,000 off right now. Whether it's the 9 different lines to choose from, the fact that they do it all, measure it, install it, assemble it, everything, or just because they have great deals, you've got an offer right now that goes through July 31st. So make sure you get a hold of our friends at PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. And tell them we sent you. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.